This is Bird Note. When it's time to pick their 4 acres of wine grapes, Carl and Rita Comfort would rather the robins and starlings didn't beat them to it. Without some form of bird control, they could lose about 10% of their harvest. At an average $150 per case of wine, that loss adds up fast. So at their vineyard on Whidbey Island, Washington, they broadcast the distress calls of birds, like this of a robin, to keep the would-be grape eaters at bay. Carl describes the bird scare technology.
And it is an electronic device with a speaker that you hook up to a car battery. And it has a variety of calls that are birds in distress or hunting birds of prey. And so you turn this on in the vineyard. It's on a photo sensor. And as the sun comes up and the birds are out feeding, this device comes on and you alternate the calls so they don't get accustomed to it.
Before the bird scare machine, they tried the intermittent blast of a cannon. But you can imagine what the neighbors thought of that. Now, Carl says, the calls of starlings and robins and a cooper's hawk do the job. And here's Rita.
I actually saw this flock of birds come in, and they flew around in a circle, and the bird scare came on. And they circled around and went straight over into a fir tree next to the vineyard, and they stopped. And the bird scare stopped. The birds started flying again. They circled around. The bird scare came on, and they just took off. And I didn't see them again. They didn't land. They just took off. So it really works.
So where do the birds get to feed? There's a huge patch of wild blackberries just around the bend. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.